Right now, though, we're going to shift gears to football. It is time for Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Joined on the phone with the head coach of the Tar Heel football team, Mac Brown, coming off a loss to Georgia Tech, 45-22. Obviously a disappointment, but we got Duke back in Keenan just around the corner, so no time to dwell on that. Coach Brown, thank you so much for being with us today, and I know I just said no time to dwell on it, but what were your thoughts about the game on Saturday?
Well, Aaron, I used to say we just didn't play well, and we didn't as a team. There's always some individuals that played really well, so it's disappointing even more for them that they fought their hearts out and maybe had their best games, and they have to come home with a loss. So the biggest thing is you can't have three turnovers in Georgia Tech territory and go for fourth down in Georgia Tech territory on a fourth and one and not make it. It puts an entirely too much stress on your defense. The defense played well except for a few plays that were explosive plays that really hurt us, but I see a lot of progress in that area. We still got to get to the quarterback better. We still got to force more turnovers, but they had high energy, and Georgia Tech's got some really good skill players at quarterback and at wide receiver and at running back. They're as good as anybody. But I was proud of most of the things our defense did. We just missed too many tackles. Offensively, we didn't play well. It was more like Virginia Tech. Number one, I said, you turn the ball over three times, and we count it five when you don't make a fourth down stop. Those count. So we gave the ball to Georgia Tech's offense in their territory five times, and you can't do that and win ball games. Kicking game was better, but offense just after having the sixth best performance in school history last week, they obviously felt too good about themselves and didn't come out and play well at all.
What did you see taking a look at the tape and watching the game in person with Sam Howell? He lost the ball a couple of times, but a couple of those fumbles were really good defensive plays as well. So what are your thoughts on Sam?
Well, Sam's one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and it wasn't a good night for anybody. But like Virginia Tech, we got to take care of him better. He's got to take care of the ball better, and we've got to take care of him better. I thought the offensive line was very inconsistent. We didn't make plays at big plays very often at running back at all, and we just made a few at receiver. So give credit to Georgia Tech. They played defense better than we played offense.
Speaking with Mac Brown and kind of taking a look at the rest of the season, just think about the goals that you start out with at the beginning of the year. Maybe the college football playoff might be out. Coastal division title still certainly a possibility. But how do you reset the goals now for the rest of the season going forward?
Aaron, our goal is to beat Duke, and that's what it is. Media goals get ahead of it. We want to win every game, starting with the opener. You want to win the Coastal. You want to win the conference championship, and you want to get to the playoffs, and you want to win all the games. But what we've got to do is get better as a team, and we didn't do that last week on offense. And we're better in special teams than we've been. We blocked another punt, which is really good. We're getting better on defense. We're going to get there. Offensively, we've got to be more consistent. We're 10-4 at home because of our great fan base, and we're 5-7 away. So great teams win on the road. And we're just a good team right now that's continuing to get better. We've got more great recruits coming in, so the future is very, very bright. But the only thing that's important this week is to beat Duke.
Speaking with Coach Mac Brown, and speaking of Duke, Blue Devils have been pretty solid the last few weeks. They're a dangerous team. How do you approach them as we head into Keenan on Saturday?
Well, David's done a really good job, David Cutcliffe, with his team. They struggled in their opener, and they've won three straight games since then. They're scoring a whole lot of points. Gunnar Holmberg is a very, very good quarterback. They've got a good offensive group around him because they've always had really good skill. And Mateo Durant's a super running back. They're improving every week on defense. So we'll have our hands full, Aaron. Got to play well. We need that crowd lively and pumped up to pick our guys back up. You get beat by Georgia Tech, you pull into Keenan at 3:30 on Sunday morning, and it makes it a long weekend. So got to get over this one, get ready to go.
And speaking of that crowd, they've had a really good home field advantage so far this year. Two good wins at home, hoping to get a third one against Duke. What is your message to the crowd as we get into Saturday?
I've always told fans, we need you when we need you. We need you now. We need your help. And I know fans come and they get up and down like we do. Well, we've all got to pick ourselves back up and go back to work. The future of this program's in great shape. We've got to keep getting better. This season's sure not over, even though we've had two losses. And now at this stage in our program, any loss is very, very disappointing. But we need it full and we need it loud. We need people excited so we can keep the victory bell in Chapel Hill.
Speaking with Coach Mack Brown, and again, the game is going to be on Saturday against Duke. And again, just hoping to turn things around from Georgia Tech. Final thoughts looking ahead to the game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you got to take care of the ball on offense. We go back and run the ball, Aaron. We didn't run the ball well Saturday night. When you don't, then nothing else works. They had three runs that ended up accumulating 100-plus yards, because we missed tackles or missed an assignment. So we've got to do a better job coaching, and our offense got to get back down to earth and understand that potentially they can do some great things, but they've got to do it every week. It can't be an up and down deal. We can't be an inconsistent team and be who we want to be here at Carolina.
Kickoff noon on Saturday in Keenan. Tar Heels taking on the Blue Devils. Coach Mack Brown, as always, thank you so much for being with us this week.
Thank you, Aaron.
And join us again next week for Mondays with Mack. You can elude the contact with free pickup and delivery from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Visit chapelhilltire.com for details. And tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. Listen for the drive, happy drive of the game, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care.